Good morning, church. Good morning. Shall we rise up for a word of prayer and the reading of God's word? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before your presence this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts to bless you, to exalt you, to honor you, and to thank you for the privilege of being in your house this morning. Jehovah God, it's that time when we want to share your word. Lord, I commit myself into your able hands. Without you, I am nothing. Without you, I know nothing, O God. Father, I pray that you use me as a vessel in your hands, O God. I pray that your word will go out to pierce every heart, Jehovah God. May your word bring transformation. May your word bring healing. May your word bring strength to your people. Father God, may somebody live here being transformed by your word. Come now, Holy Spirit, and break your word to us. For we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us read from the book of Mark, chapter 5, from verse 25 to 34. And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years and who had suffered much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch even his garment, I will be made well." And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." You may be seated. Hallelujah. I just want to thank the pastoral team so very much for granting me this opportunity to be able to share the word of God this morning. And it is a privilege to be able to stand before you today. The theme that we have for this month is the power of the active faith. The power of the active faith. And since this is the first Sunday of the theme, I'll say a little about that. We know that Hebrews 11:3 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And faith is a personal response to God. Hebrews also says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever draws near to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So when you come to God, you respond by faith. And just to touch also on the theme of the month, the power of active faith, there is also passive faith. Passive faith is also dead faith. It is dead. And James tells us, so also faith by itself, if it does not have works, it is dead. So faith without works is dead. And so the faith we are talking about in this month is active faith or living faith. Meaning, faith is not a one-time action. It is something that we live with. We live by faith. We walk by faith. We pray by faith. This morning we woke up and we came here by faith. We enter our motors, we start them, and we believe they are going to take us where we are going by faith. We get married by faith. We give birth to children by faith. We go to school by faith. So our lives are characterized by faith. And so faith is active, and that is the kind of faith we are going to be talking about this month. In the book of Hebrews also, chapter 11 is known as the Hall of Fame of faith. And in it, if you read the book of Hebrews chapter 11, you will hear, by faith Abel, by faith Enoch, by faith Noah, by faith Abraham left his land and went to an unknown land, by his faith Isaac, by faith Jacob, by faith Moses' parents, his mother put their child in a basket and put him on the river Nile, not knowing what was going to happen to him. By faith, Moses, by faith, the children of Israel marched around the walls of Jericho and the walls fell down. By faith, the prostitute Rahab hid the two spies, not knowing whether the king would come after her head. By faith, also today we are going to say, by faith, the woman with the issue of blood. Hallelujah. So the topic for today, actually, the act of faith which opens a new and amazing season in life. The act of faith that opens a new and amazing season in life. And the verses that we read in the book of Mark, the text can also be found in the book of Matthew and also in the book of Luke, if you want to follow and see what other actions that Jesus did before coming to the woman with the issue of blood. And just to tell you about this issue of blood, I'm a woman, and women go through a lot. Every month they have their periods, and they can be very painful. Unfortunately or fortunately, that is what characterizes a woman. If a woman does not get periods, then there's something wrong with her. And unfortunately, that is a part of the process that brings all of us into the world. And so even men have sisters, you have mothers, you have daughters, they go through this pain. And it can be really, really devastating. And this woman, I don't know, we are not told actually what may have caused her to have periods or bleeding for 12 good years. And that must have been really desperate. Now, the choir sang this morning about desperation, being desperate for God. This woman was desperate. And from the ancient days, in the book of, in the laws of Moses, a woman like that who was bleeding was considered unclean. And just if you just have your periods for 3 or 5 days, you are supposed to be in isolation. And even after completing those days, you still had to isolate yourself for another 7 days. So this woman, being bleeding for 12 years, she lived in isolation. Because the book of Leviticus, in chapter 15, tells us, if a woman has a discharge of blood for many days, not at the time of her menstrual impurity, or if she has a discharge beyond the time of impurity, all the days of the discharge, she shall continue in uncleanness. As in the days of her impurity, she shall be unclean. Every bed on which she lies, all the days of her discharge, shall be to her as the bed of her impurity. And everything on which she sits shall be unclean, as in her uncleanness. Every person she meets, she shall be unclean. And what I learned is that in those days, if you are unclean, people are not supposed to come near you. So you are supposed to facilitate that by shouting, unclean. When you come to where there are people, you should shout it out so that people know that you are unclean and stay away from you. That is the situation in which this woman was. And as I say, we don't know what caused her to be bleeding, whether it was trauma, whether it was miscarriage, whether it was the hormonal imbalance. There could be many reasons that put her in that situation. Now, I want to look at how she put her faith in action. And while I was studying this scripture, I preached to myself. And I said, if I was that woman, what would I do? How would I put my faith in action? Now, she had gone to hospitals. She had seen many physicians. And the Bible says she had spent all she had going to doctors, seeking treatment. And apart from going to doctors and spending all that she had, she also had her ears on the ground. You know, when you are suffering, you want to hear, whenever you hear there's a prophet coming in a certain city, you will sell all you have and go there to try and get a solution. When you hear there's a herbalist who can cure your disease, you will go to that herbalist. And you know, it's sad, but for them to, it's an income for them as well. So for them to keep receiving, they'll keep telling you that you are going to be well. So she will be told you are going to be well, and she continues bleeding. And she was in a desperate situation. And that is not any different from us today. What I want to tell you today is that in order to make your faith active, you have to stop being in denial. You have to reach a point where you say, enough is enough. You know, sometimes you have a problem, but you hide it. Because sometimes it can be very embarrassing. I can imagine this woman with the issue of blood. It was an embarrassing situation. How can she tell anybody that she has this problem? And there are people who have many problems, like addiction. You may be having addiction and you deny it. I've seen people, you meet somebody who is really very drunk with alcohol. You tell him you're drunk and he says, no, I'm not drunk. I'm not, and they deny it. So you live in denial. In order to make your faith active, so for it to bear results so that you can move into a new and amazing season, you have to stop being in denial. And you have to say, enough is enough. It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what the doctors say. It doesn't matter what it takes. It doesn't matter where that Jesus is. You have to say, enough is enough. You have to own it. You have to say, I am suffering. You have to say, I am facing depression. I am feeling depressed because of ABCD. You have to say, I am experiencing financial issues. And stop hiding and trying to live above your level. Because we hide behind those bars because we are afraid. We feel embarrassed to admit the truth. It is not easy to admit to ourselves that we are facing problems. But once we believe in God, we also have to pay the price. The Bible says in the book of Mark 9:29, there was this young man, the disciples could not, we have to be willing to pay the price. We also know about the young ruler who had a lot of things. He was rich and he went to Jesus. And Jesus told him, in order to experience peace, you should go back home, sell everything that you have, and then come and follow me. And he felt very sad because he had acquired a lot in his life. Hallelujah. The other thing that I learned while I studied these verses is you have to make a decision to take the risk to get to Jesus. You see, in this story, in this account, Jesus was a moving target. He was moving from place to place. At this point, he had just come from a place where he had healed a man with demons. And within the crowd, there was also a man called Jairus who was trying to get him to go and heal his daughter. So he was a moving target. There are very few cases, actually, where Jesus went to the sick person and healed him. And in this case, the woman also being unclean, it was very difficult for her to even attract anybody to tell Jesus to come to her. So she had to devise her own way. She had to get out of her space, herself, and go and look for Jesus. She was weak. She was struggling. She was ostracized and despised. So anybody who would have seen him near the crowd would have shouted, unclean. So she didn't even have the opportunity to wait for an appointment or to make an appointment. She crawled. She went and sneaked through the crowds, and she spoke to herself and said, if I can go and even touch his garment, I'll be made well. Now, I just want to tell you, there are many things that will hinder you from reaching the goal that you have set. There are many things that will prevent you from reaching Jesus. There are many people, even within your family, who will prevent you from reaching out to Christ. They will tell you, you know, this runs in the family. Don't even go and bother Jesus. Don't bother praying about it. It runs in family. Just know how to manage it. They will prevent you from going to meet Jesus. But you have to make a commitment yourself to get out of that isolation that this situation has put you in. You have to move out. You have to go through the crowd. You have to do whatever it takes. It is entirely upon you, because you are the one who is suffering. And to be able to get to that level of experiencing a new season in life, you have to get out of that corner. Hallelujah. Because when you get to Jesus and when he sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Because the Bible says in Galatians 5:1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Let us therefore not submit again to the yoke of slavery. So you have Christ in you. He lives within you. You know what he can do. Let nobody hinder you from reaching out to him and possessing that which he has for you. Hallelujah. The active faith also requires that you be audible, that you speak about it. The woman said, if only I can go and touch his garment, then I will be well. She believed, she spoke it, and then she acted. Nobody could have convinced her otherwise. And she was speaking to herself. She didn't call the pastor to preach to her and tell her, believe like this. She believed in her heart that this Jesus, this prophet I have heard, is coming into town. If only I go, I know I may not be allowed to see him. I know the crowd is too big. I know if people see me, they might isolate me. But I will go. And I know if I go and just touch him, touch the garment, then I will be made well. So you have to speak to yourself the word of God. You have to speak to yourself the promises that are written in the word of God. You have to claim the promises for yourself. And you have to repeat them and believe in them. Because you will notice that after she went and touched the garment of Jesus and she was healed, Jesus just affirmed that which she had already believed. He said, go, you have been healed. So you have to believe it, you have to say it. You have to confess it within you and believe that he is able to heal you. He is able to grant you a breakthrough in that situation in which you are looking for. Sometimes we speak the faith, but again we add, you know, I would have gotten that job, but you need connections. You start putting negativity in it. You say, you know, I would have gotten a child, but you know, my auntie doesn't have children, my brother doesn't have children, my uncle doesn't have children, so it runs in the family. Stop that and believe, profess and confess what you believe God can do. Stop making excuses for the enemy. Because once you make excuses for him, he keeps hiding in your family. He keeps hiding in your family and he says, I've been hidden one more time. I've survived another time. When you just mention First, you go and pray and ask God, please open my womb. God, please open the door for a job for me. Please, Lord, make a way. Lord, please deliver me. And then you go back and start saying, but you know, it runs in the family. You have nullified everything that you prayed for. You need to confess your faith and believe in what you're saying without negativity. Hallelujah. You see, after the woman was healed, in the crowd, she produced faith, because in the crowd there was a man, Jairus, as I said, whose daughter was ill. And after a while, well, the crowd, Jesus tarried before going. Someone came from his house and told him, don't bother the teacher. Your daughter is already dead. But Jesus told him, don't worry, only believe. And I'm sure this man, having seen what Jesus had done to this woman, believed. So the woman became a testimony. She who had been ostracized, she who had been despised, she who had been alienated from the society, became a testimony. She became a living testimony to the crowd, to the others. And I don't think, as she moved in the crowd to look for the garment, for Jesus and touch his garment, nobody was made unclean, because Jesus was there. Hallelujah. And in your active faith, you have to change your story. The woman was called the woman with the issue of blood. Maybe society has called you an addict. Maybe the society has called you poor. Maybe society has called you barren. Society has given so many to you, many names to you. Society has written a story about you. And, you know, I normally see in the eulogies when people die, people write stories about people who are dead. I want to tell you today, write your own story. Change your story. From what you are being called now, you can change your story. You can change your story by the word of God. You can change your story by how you take the word of God. You can change the season you are in with the word of God. You can change your story. You can change your name. You can change how people perceive you. Hallelujah. Change your story. And that is up to you to change it. Active faith initiates change. It initiates action. The woman who had been so much in isolation and was determined to change her situation, she went for it. She crawled. You may have to crawl if you have to. You may have to run to Jesus. Whatever it takes, do it and change your story. Change your name from what people are calling you now. If they are calling you that jobless person, change that story. It's a new season. Look to Jesus and change that story. Change your name by the power of the word of God. Hallelujah. And the crowd can be really fickle, because the same crowd that would have alienated her, isolated her, she had lived in isolation for 12 years. Now she was there giving that testimony that she had been healed, and the people saw that she was healed. And they didn't even try to run away saying that this woman is unclean. They didn't run away. None of them ran away. And so everyone who has been isolating you because of your situation, they are going to seek you out. They will seek you out when Jesus begins the change in your life. Hallelujah. Because he is a game changer. He is the story changer. He is the situation changer. Only if you will run to him. And in finalizing this sermon, I want to say, in that crowd that milled around Jesus, There were many people. Perhaps they didn't even know the power that was there in the garment of Jesus Christ. Many were looking for him to touch them. They were looking for him to lay his hands on them. They didn't even know how powerful the garment of Jesus Christ was. But this woman knew. And she said, if only I can touch his garment alone. Let alone him laying hands on me, because I can't even go closer to him for him to lay hands on me because of my situation. But she knew the power that surrounded Jesus. And sometimes we are like that. We come to church every day. We listen to sermons every day. We sing praises every day. But we have never discovered the power that is in the Word of God. So when somebody comes here new and says that that word that was spoken during the praise and worship changed me, and you have been here all these years, that song has been sung so many years, and you never got that breakthrough. There is power in the Word of God. I urge you today to look for that power in the Word of God. Don't say or don't think, if only the pastor can lay his hands on me. If only somebody can pray over me like this king said that he hoped that Elijah would come and wave his hand over him so that he can be healed when he was told to go and dip himself in the River Jordan 7 times. Do not despise the word. You are moving around with a lot of power, the power that is in the Word of God. So I want to tell you today, those who have been despising you, those who have been isolating you, are going to be looking for you to associate with you because of what God is going to do in your life, because of the power of his word. So stop putting your happiness on hold. Stop thinking that this is over for you. Perhaps what you have been pursuing, you have not received yet. Perhaps you have not met your goal yet. I want to tell you that this is just a new beginning. It's a new season. The woman, after she dried up, she entered a new and amazing season in her life. And for you today, I want to believe that you are going to enter a new season of your life. As you tap in to the Word of God, as you take hold of the Word of God, as you believe in the Word of God, as you take action, you act on the Word of God, as you make your faith to be active faith and not passive, make your faith to be active, and you will see a new season beginning in your life and the old season passing away as you enter into a new season. Hallelujah. Stop putting excuses for the enemy. Stop making excuses for the devil. He likes it. Stop making excuses for him, saying that it runs in the family, that I need connections. I need this and that to be able to succeed. Stop making excuses for the enemy. And take the word of God seriously. Take it, believe it, speak it, and act on it. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. Amen.